This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Keyshawn Johnson joins us now. Keyshawn, Michael, Don, and Peter, how are you doing?
What's happening, fellas?
We're all good. When you watched last night's game, do you believe that the Giants could beat either of those two teams the way they played last night?
No, I don't think the Giants, based on what I saw from the Giants Sunday against the Cardinals, no, I don't think they can beat either one of those teams.
Did it surprise you they played that way, even though Daniel Jones was somewhat limited?
I am surprised. I think putting him out there may have been, and I don't know because I'm not the doctor, the team doctor. I think that might have been a little bit of a mistake, just based on looking at his ability to escape the pocket. It just looked like he just wasn't in sync like the Daniel Jones prior to the injury. But what do I know? I mean, I'm not a doctor.
Well, and we're not doctors, and neither is Joe Judge. And I have to assume what it came down to, Keyshawn, was this. As compromised as Daniel Jones was in that game, would it have been better than going to Colt McCoy? So I'll ask you, after what you saw, would Colt McCoy have been a better option?
After what I saw, I think so. Colt McCoy probably would have given them the best chance to win based on what I saw. But, again, I don't know the significance of the injury. Maybe they got the clearance to go ahead. He'll be fine. He told them he was fine. And they felt that he gave them the best chance to win, even though Colt McCoy was healthy.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Let's shift gears to Sam Darnold. So we had him on yesterday, Keyshawn. All the guy does is take the blame himself. That's all he does. Hey, I've got to be better. I've got to tighten things up. I can't make these mistakes. And I know he's being a good teammate, but isn't he also staining his reputation? I'm not saying throw people under the bus, but don't take it all on himself.
No, he's not, because the people that know, they know. Okay. Right? I mean, the ones that know, they know. I know. You know. Peter knows. I think he knows.
I know.
But there's people that are not in the organization. They can look at him and go, if we had him, we'd be better off. You know, and so whether or not the Jets move on from him or whatever the case is, and I told somebody this the other day, I was just having a conversation. I said, no matter where he goes, he's going to make a whole hell of a lot of money in the next several years, because he's going to go somewhere that's going to understand that guy can play. We got some pieces around him. Think about this. What did Josh Allen look like before he got Stephon Diggs and Cole Beasley?
He didn't look this bad, though, Key.
No, I get it, but he didn't look
like
good.
This.
It was kind of like, it was, okay, whatever. You know, it was, but when you don't have things around you, you can look bad. I mean, it's just the reality of it. I mean, you've been watching this stuff for a long time. If I don't have any pitchers in the mound in my pen and I pull some out of the pen, I'm going to get rocked. But when I got the best pen going, I can yank a guy in two and everybody else can go the other seven.
And I feel like I'm always defending him, Keyshawn, but I don't know if there's a quarterback that can succeed with this talent and this coach. Maybe Mahomes wins a couple of games because there were a couple of competitive games. They win the Raider game. They win the Bronco game. Maybe the Patriot game. But you're not winning 6-7 games with the best quarterback in football with this team.
Well, that's what I said. I said, look, even if you draft Trevor Lawrence, what are you going to do? Are you going to build around? Are you going to – okay, what are you drafting Trevor Lawrence for? To save money because you don't want to pay Sam because you don't know what Sam is yet? Or are you drafting Trevor Lawrence because everybody's telling you he's the greatest thing since sliced bread? Like, why are you thinking about drafting Trevor Lawrence? Because you're still going to have the same issues, offensive line, aging running backs, no real receivers, tight end suspect, defense up for grabs. I mean, you're still going to have the same issues.
And who's coaching him? Because
and who's coaching?
It's got because if you bring back Gase, it's not going to matter. If you hire somebody that's as bad as Adam Gase, does it matter who your quarterback is?
Please tell me they're not bringing Adam Gase back. You said that as if you know.
I don't know. What I know is that this guy that's going to lose his job had enough control to fire the defensive coordinator last week. Got Neil Glatt fired. Hired Joe Douglas.
Well, I think the organization as a whole was like, we got to get rid of this dude. This is too much. And he had control over the staff. So at that point in time, he probably could pull the trigger. And then he manipulated McCagnan. And what was the guy's, the general manager before?
McCagnan.
McCagnan. I don't know why I stopped from saying his name. He manipulated that situation. And he found an owner or an acting owner in Christopher Johnson that he can manipulate and tell him, let's go hire this guy. Now he hired Joe Judge, and I've said this to you guys before. I'd be shocked if the boat was sinking and Joe Judge got in the same raft with the hole in it as Adam Gase.
But here's what worries me, Key. Everything that you just said, right, still exists. That owner still exists. This owner thought he was a good coach when everybody in the world said he wasn't. So how do you know that he doesn't sell himself? You know, it wasn't me. It was the injuries. We had bad team, blah, blah, blah. We're rebuilding. Trevor Lawrence, I'll make him into a star. How do we know Chris Johnson doesn't fall for that?
Yeah, I think Chris Johnson was being an owner. Because, you know, majority of the owners in these leagues, man, they don't know about which team that they own. All they know is the bottom line, the numbers. Shake some hands, drink their white wine and their scotch, and ride on their yachts. They don't really know about the game. And so the best thing to say is he was a great mind because this is what everybody told us, so I'm going to stick to that. But in the end, he's getting phone calls from people and saying, man, you got to fire this dude. Like people that he knows. Like people that he may play golf with, that his wife may hang out with. They're calling him and seeing him doing Thanksgiving and saying, Chris, what are you doing? And he's mulling over that right now. That's all. I can only try and make it sound better. I don't know another way to do it.
I hear you. It's frustrating to everybody. I agree. Key, we'll hear you in the morning from 6 to 9. We appreciate you coming on as always. Have a great weekend.
All right, Buzz. I'll talk to you guys.
Thanks, man.
Later.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.